This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're, kind of listening to the radio show here. Got a lot of things going on. Michael Cohen pleads guilty to lying to Congress. Oh my gosh, what does that mean now? The pressure is on, so to speak. Whether or not he pleads to other things, I don't know. We don't know. We just don't know about all this stuff right now. Anyway, so welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember to go to the donate areas of you'll see a GoFundMe up there for the fire victims. And you can also donate to New California State. I mean, they're two entities. So one goes to the fire victims directly. It does not go to New California, although New California is spending a lot of money to manage it, but that's fine. No problem for that. No, absolutely no issues there. We welcome that. And, of course, the fire support, the support for these people is, it's very, very much needed. And we have already distributed a lot of money and resources by way of New California State. And we are really, really appreciative of all the support that we're starting to see pour in to the GoFundMe page. So the GoFundMe is working. It's working. And we really do appreciate all the donations that are coming in. And they will go directly to the fire victims. And so anyway, we also have some additional campfire donation sites and also Woolsey fire sites that you might want to contribute to also, because the people down in Southern California and California, all really throughout all of California, rural California. It's all New California, by the way, where the fires are going. You can also pick and choose some of your donation sites down there also. So everybody is who's been displaced, in particular what we have found out up here in Northern California with the Paradise Fire, the so-called, quote, campfire. There's a lot of displaced people, and they're finding shelter still in places like abandoned Toys R Us buildings. They're out there at some of the and by the way, it's a very disconcerting what I'm seeing, but they're out there in some of the fairgrounds in the counties, and they're, as an example, in Gridley, there's the Butte County Fairground in Gridley. There's also the Fairplex up there in Chico. People living in tents and almost squalor, actually, who have been burned out of their homes. The state of California has done little or nothing. Little or nothing, I say again, to help these displaced people. They've relied upon FEMA to come in to do it. So there's been, it's been the 8th when this fire started. It's now the 29th. Hello. And these people are still desperate. And it's cold out. It's very cold last night. Of course, we were in broadcasting from in the Agenda 21 radio studio. It's not very far away. In fact, we have one of the county fairgrounds here in my little town, and I went over it. I've gone a couple nights to visit and seen what's going on, and I'm really kind of shocked and appalled. The buildings that you have at the camp or at the county fairgrounds are not occupied by, you would think, displaced people. Oh, no. They're empty, or in one of the main ones, you've got the Red Cross all spread out with their just, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people, maybe. They're supposed to help everybody. I don't know who they're helping. I really don't. I don't know who they are helping. And, of course, they're the ones that suck up all of the donation money, basically. A lot of people say donate to the Red Cross and the American Humane Society. I would shun them, actually. I don't know what good the Red Cross is doing right now. I know they kind of are looking around to do good, but I don't know what they're doing. Yeah, I really don't. Now, I've heard sporadically from some people that, yeah, the Red Cross has helped here, helped there, but not really that much. It's mostly complaints about them. So, and again, from what I've seen, I was kind of shocked in our local fairgrounds to see that the victims, by the way, are living out there in the barnyards, literally, where they store the animals during the fair for sale. That's where they're living, in the stalls. Yeah, that's where they're at. They set up the tents in the stalls. That's Jerry Brown for you. And then he spends $15 million on legal fees, budgets it, spends $15 million on legal fees for illegal foreign nationals at the border. And, of course, no one's broadcasting this story that much. I mean, the fire's gone away and everybody out, but the disaster, the human toll on the remaining survivors that are being left to the elements out here in Northern California is just appalling. In reports from our Southern Command, basically, of New California, when we've had meetings with them, they have been reporting that people in the Woolsey Fire, which is not as many people, and I don't want to play this thing, one side's not in need than more. It's just a numbers game. Both sides, everywhere we go for fire victims here, everybody's in need. Doesn't matter if there's 10 people displaced or 50,000. But, the bottom line is that there's a little bit better support system for the Woolsey Fire folks, is from what we understand. But there's still plenty of need there. And we have posted up on the GoFundMe, and we'll also have it on the New California site, the places where you can donate to directly to Woolsey Fire people rather than even us. We don't have any problem if you donate someplace else, and we're just encouraging you to get that. But be very, very judicious as to who you donate to and how it's actually going to get there. That we find, what we do is, one of the things that is of big importance to us is that we do not hand over direct cash to anybody. Absolutely not. And when money comes into us, we convert it into cards or things that need to be purchased directly. As an example, the two things that we found that were in most need when we went up there for the 2 days last weekend was the immediate need for gas cards and cash cards for that. And so we were able to convert a lot of money into that immediately, and got it directly in the hands of the people who needed it. So, You know, you have to go face-to-face. We're trying to go face-to-face with all these donations, and we're going to be pulling money together here through this one, and we're going to go back out on the field here shortly to go face-to-face to distribute this money, and well, to distribute what they need. And what we found out when we opened up our site and everything, that the basic needs, diapers, yeah, there's little babies living in these squalid situations. We had two mothers in particular with newborn babies that we helped out, and their houses burned down, and where were their husbands? Out fighting the fire. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. So our direct face-to-face, with these people has been working out very well. And that's what we do. We go right to the source right there. We don't, there's no stopping between, you know, collecting $200 to go to jail and all that stuff. That is not happening. So anyway, thanks for your support. I just sort of want to get that one out there so everybody hears that. Okay, we're going to come back. We've got the break coming up. We're going to look a little bit more into what's going on with this whole plea deal and the story about that and all this other good stuff. But anyway, stay with us. We want to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and you'll see the donate button for the fire donations that are up there on Agenda 21 Radio. Also, remember to go to newcaliforniastate.com. And those of you that want more information on New California State, we're being flooded right now with tons of requests for information about New California because people are starting to figure it out. I think people are saying, wait a minute, why is the state of California giving $15 million to illegal foreign nationals who aren't even across the border? What's up with that? Where's the priorities, right? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All righty. Little disconcerting, to say the least, if you want to talk about this whole thing about what's going on with Manafort. And Flynn and all these other guys, the president's men, so to speak, and what's going on with Mueller, the fight between Mueller. And see, who was it? Scott was talking in the last hour, there's like a fourth estate now, a fourth branch of government, and that's the special counsel. And of course, that's obviously what people are looking at. You know, do we have a fourth estate? I don't know. It's almost like it is. But we've got, it says, Cohen pleads guilty to new charge, lying to Congress, gave Mueller 70 hours of testimony. Jeez, 70 hours of testimony. Pleads guilty to new charge. So that is the big story. The phone was buzzing for me with numerous, you know, things. It says, this is from ABC News. Let's see if we've got a little story going on here. ABC News, Michael Cohen pleads guilty to lying to Congress in new deal with Mueller in Trump Russia probe. I mean, what the heck we have going on here? In a new deal. In a new deal. Right. So what do we have going here? Oh, it's by George Stephanopoulos. Mr. Clinton himself says special counsel Robert Mueller has reached a tentative deal with Michael Cohen, the former personal attorney and longtime fixer. Here we go. We'll see if it's got this. See if we've got a thing going on. Doesn't look like it. Oh,
George Stephanopoulos.
Good morning. Here we are coming on the air now with major breaking news in the Russia investigation.
George.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney, longtime fixer, has reached a new plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller. He is appearing in federal court in Manhattan at any moment, expected to plead guilty for false statements to Congress after dozens of hours of testimony to Mueller's team centered on the key issues of collusion with Russia and obstruction of justice by President Trump. In his earlier plea deal with prosecutors in New York, Cohen implicated President Trump in campaign finance felonies, this cooperation potentially even more damaging to the president. Cohen, now the most pivotal public witness in the Mueller investigation, he reported directly to President Trump for more than 10 years, was a fixture at Trump Tower in New York, and was actively pursuing a Trump Tower in Moscow during the presidential campaign. I want to bring in our chief legal analyst, Dan Abrams. Dan, Cohen once promised to take a bullet for President Trump, but back in July, he told me he's putting family and country first, and now he poses a double-barreled threat to the president.
And I think, as you pointed out a moment ago, this is the more significant threat. Up to this point, we've been talking about Michael Cohen and implicating the president in campaign finance violations, basically helping to cover up the payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, and the timing of it and how that relates to the election itself. All of that important, significant, possible campaign finance violations. But here you're talking about the heart of the Robert Mueller investigation, talking about Russia. You're talking about the president's, potentially the president's knowledge about what he knew, when he knew it, connected to Russia. Totally different game here.
And this is voluntary cooperation by Michael Cohen. Also expected to get a letter from the counsel, the special counsel Robert Mueller, detailing his full measure of cooperation and the value of that cooperation. That could also be very significant to Cohen.
Absolutely. And when you point out about the voluntary nature of this, remember, he pled guilty to the 8 counts, facing 46 to 63 months behind bars in connection with that case. But, it wasn't a true deal. It was a guilty plea. And that's what made it so powerful. And so I think that further becomes an issue here as well, because it is clear now that he is cooperating with Mueller's team.
Yeah, I want to bring in our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, for more on that. Not only is cooperating, also are learning that he will continue to cooperate. And we know that Mueller has been leading a meticulous investigation.
That's right, George. Sources familiar with these discussions about a possible guilty plea say they focus on false statements Cohen allegedly made to Congress during closed-door hearings before intelligence committees investigating allegations of Russian collusion. Sources familiar with the discussions tell ABC News Cohen spent about more than 70 hours with the Mueller team, with questions focusing on contacts with Russia during the campaign, Trump's business ties to Russia, obstruction of justice, and talk of possible pardons. The significance here is that the Mueller probe now has a cooperating witness from Trump's inner circle who is providing details specifically relating to issues of Russia connections. And George, because Cohen's statements were made before Congress, it raises questions about what other associates of the Trump campaign told congressional committees. Mueller's working toward a conclusion, and matters may only intensify. George, the final moments of such deals are fluid, dicey even, but this appears imminent.
This does appear imminent. I want to bring Cecilia Vega, our senior White House correspondent, as well. We don't know what President knows about this, if anything, until right now. But we do know for the last 24 hours, he's been very spun up.
Increasingly combative on Twitter. 4 days, by our count, George, in a row now. He has had attacks on Mueller more than 11 since Monday. Just an hour ago, he said this is a Joseph McCarthy-style witch hunt that has shattered so many lives. But this is huge news. It is impossible to overstate the relationship between Michael Cohen and Donald Trump. He was among his most loyal and zealous defenders for years. And we also know that the president has really painted him out to be a liar. He has said Michael Cohen will do anything to get out of trouble. I would imagine when we do hear a response from President Trump, it will be along these lines again.
Okay, the news just coming in. Michael Cohen in federal court in Manhattan today, expected to plead guilty to false statements to Congress after 70 hours, more than 70 hours of cooperation with special counsel Robert Mueller, who is valuing that cooperation. We're going to cover this all day long. Back to Good Morning America in the rest of the United States.
There you go. Well, you heard it from ABC. Mr. Clinton's former press attaché, George Stephanopoulos. Bet you didn't know that. A lot of people don't know that. Yes. It's kind of like, what's her name on Fox News used to be George Bush's press secretary, Dana Perino. George Stephanopoulos, Clinton, Dana Perino. Get it? Just the way things work out. So this is can't be good news for the president. I don't know what the scope is going to be about this, though. I don't know if Cohen's really going to have much of an influence on things. I really don't. When it comes down to it, if he was lying to Congress, he shouldn't have been lying to Congress. What was he lying about is the other thing. I would ask that. I mean, these are just common questions that I think anybody in their right mind would want to know about with Michael Cohen and everybody else. So I don't think that this is that big a news. I really don't. I know everybody says, well, you're a Trump supporter of this. Well, I'm telling you, is there any collusion that there's influence even by this? And which is the main thing they've been looking at, right? Collusion about the election? That's not it. It's not here. There's no there here. So what if he gave 70 hours of testimony to Mueller? of what relevance does it, and where does it prove collusion? That's the key thing. It doesn't. That's just it. This is all the peripheral stuff, again, with Cohen. Well, we'll see how this works out. Maybe there's just a lot of rope going on here. We'll be back. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Just rocking it. Just rocking it. Okay, so Stephanopoulos. He's a happy camper. Michael Cohen. Not a happy camper. Anyway, so it's kind of interesting. I'm kind of agnostic about a couple of those things, but that's just me. That's just me. I think it's going to be all right. To me, it's more about other things, I think, than anything else. I'm going to swing over here to California Political News and Review. Steve Frank, some of the things he's been talking about. He has an interesting website that comes out with his blogs on it every day. And this is an article by Edward Ring he's got in here. California Burning, How the Greens Turned the Golden State Brown. Says in October 2016, in a coordinated act of terrorism received... terrorism that receives fleeting attention from the press, environmental activists broke into remote flow stations and turned off the valves on pipelines carrying crude oil from Canada to the United States. Oh. Okay. Let's see what else we got going on here. Working simultaneously in Washington, Montana, Minnesota, and South Dakota, the eco-terrorists disrupted pipelines that together transported 2.8 million barrels of oil per day, approximately 15% of the U.S. consumption. The pretext for this action was to protest the alleged catastrophe of global warming. Just remember Uranus. I want you to remember that. These are the foot soldiers of environmentalist extremists. I call them terrorists, don't you? These are the minions whose militancy receives nods and winks from opportunistic politicians and green investors who make climate alarmism the currency of their political and commercial success. More recently, and far more tragic, are the latest round of California wildfires that have consumed nearly 250,000 acres, killed at least 87 people, and caused damages estimated to be in excess of $10 billion. Opinions vary regarding how much of the disaster could have been avoided, but nobody disputes that more could have been done. Everybody agrees, for example, that overall aggressive fire suppression has been a mistake. Overall aggressive fire suppression has been a mistake. Most people agree that good prevention measures include forest thinning, especially around power lines, selective logging, controlled burns, and power line upgrades. And everyone agrees that residents in fire-prone areas need to create defensible space and fire-harden their homes. Now, the fire-hardened home would be like, you know, shutting up your eaves. And what I mean by that is most people have the eaves around their house. And if you take a look at your eave around your house, you'll notice that there's an open space, right, before the eave... 2x4, or, you know, what if you call it, I guess it would be probably a 4x6 or something like that. 4x20, who knows? You know, where the roof line comes down and stops, right? And then you have the eave. If you look up there, it's open. And it needs to be shut off. You can actually build it in there so it's shut off. So, in other words, when fire comes lapping up the house, what it does is that if you don't have that closed off, the flames actually occupy that empty space, and then boom, it gets in the roof real quick. But if you have it sealed off, the flames bounce off and around, and it doesn't burn. That's what they mean by fire-hardening their homes. And other things, you know, there's other tricks of the trade. When you build new homes, there's different things that you can do to fire-harden the homes. And we saw very good evidence of that up here in the fire in Paradise. Absolutely. A lot of these new homes had excellent defensible space, and it was, I think it was a very, very good thing that we saw here. So anyway, everyone agrees that residents in fire-prone areas need to create defensible space and fire-harden their homes. Now, here's the deal. Opinions also may vary as to whether or not environmentalists stood in the way of these prevention measures. And in a blistering critique, published earlier this week on the California-focused Flash Report, investigative journalist Katie Grimes cataloged the negligence resulting from the environmentalist overreach. This is her comment. We of course, covered this story. For decades, Grimes noted, traditional forest management was scientific and successful. That is until ideological preservationist zealots wormed their way into the government and began to the overall of sound federal forest management through abuse of the Endangered Species Act and the rewilding no use movement. U.S. Representative Tom McClintock, whose Northern California district includes Yosemite Valley and the Tahoe National Forest, told Grimes that the U.S. Forest Service 40 years ago, departed from well-established and time-tested forest management practices. We replaced these sound management practices with what can only be described as a doctrine of benign neglect, McClintock explained. Ponderous Byzantine laws and regulations administered by a growing cadre of ideological zealots in our land management agencies promised to save the environment. The advocates of this doctrine have dominated our law and policies, our courts, and our federal agencies ever since. Grimes goes on to outline the specific missteps at the federal level and led to America's forests turning into tinderboxes, starting in the Clinton administration, and made worse thanks to activist judges by thwarting reforms attempted by the Bush administration and accelerating during the complicit Obama presidency. All of this lends credence to Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's fresh allegations of forest mismanagement, but what really matters is what happens next. Institutional environmental extremism. I like this guy's article. California's 2018 wildfires have been unusually severe, but they were not historic first. This year's unprecedented level of destruction and deaths are the result of home building in fire-prone areas and not because of wildfires of unprecedented scope. And while the four-year drought that ended in 2016 left a legacy of dead trees and bushes, it was forest mismanagement that left those forests overly vulnerable to droughts in the first place. Based on these facts, smart policy responses would be the first that we should do. And of course, that gets into fire hardening, defensible spaces, and so on. Says, but neither outcome is likely, and the reason should come to no one's surprise. We are asked to believe that it's not observable failures in policy and in leadership. It's man-made climate change. Right. Man-made climate change. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Now, we will be able to, if you go to our newcaliforniastate.com, go to the GoFundMe, you can help out with donations to the Campfire and the Woolsey Fire. And also, that you just need to understand a couple things. We have other donation sites, too, that you can go to there. You have some options. And make sure you check out those options for donation sites in other areas. You might look at those and say, geez, I have a better option here. I want to do this one or whatever, donate this one to this one and that one. You have some choices, and we're trying to hang with what would be the best and the most efficient way to get money and needs and necessities for these people. And a lot of people are really, what we're looking at is cash for cards, for gas cards and things like that. So if you have any additional $20 or whatever, that means a lot when we get a card for that amount of money. And we've been passing those cards out, actually. And we're going to make a little bit more of a concerted effort by showing back up at the parking lot, or actually outside the Walmart there in Chico by the Walmart. Yeah, the field out there, there's still some people out there that are really in need. And also we're going to make an effort to come out to the county fairgrounds where a lot of these people are housed. I mean, it's just kind of like, you just drive by county fairgrounds, you don't realize, well, now you got thousands of people there that are displaced, because some of the things that are going on there is just absolutely mind-boggling, and we're trying to help these people out. So anyway, kudos. This is a great article, California Burning, How the Greens Turned the State Brown. This is, of course, by Edward Ring, an excellent article by him, and I really do appreciate it. He carried the moment through. Governor-elect Newsom's tax reform plan will face bipartisan resistance. Really? We have that in California? Right. It says, Governor-elect Newsom's tax reform plans will face bipartisan resistance. Right. Right. I don't see how that works. But I'm going to dive anyway, because this is something, of course, Gavin Newsom. It says, Governor-elect Gavin Newsom says he hopes to amend California tax code to lessen its dependence on income and capital gains taxes paid by the very rich. Yet the last two serious attempts at tax reform were both dead on arrival, and the political dynamics since their failure appear unchanged or even more more unfavorable. Good. Okay. Beat the dead horse, I guess this is in the mentality here. It says, when the state overhauled, with the state overdue by historical standards, listen to this, for another recession. Newsom, did you hear that? Did you hear that, New California? With another recession, Newsom is well aware of the revenue nightmare that is looming. And after the Great Recession hit a decade ago, state revenue plunged nearly 20%. And you see, this is Chris Reed, and you know, our own Chris Reed has been pounding the table on this for how long, right? Leading to harsh budget cuts in education, public health, and social services. Since income and capital gains taxes generate about two-thirds of the state revenue, volatility is common. The revenue decline a decade ago led to Arnold Schwarzenegger's led Arnold Schwarzenegger to create a commission that in 2009 recommended slashing taxes on income and capital gains while imposing taxes on broad categories of services, including legal work, haircuts, and tickets to sports and entertainment venues. The goal was a tax code rewrite that was initially revenue neutral, but that would end up creating considerable new revenue because of provisions designed to promote economic growth. Democrats see income tax as a gift to the rich. Yet, while commission heavyweights like former Treasury Secretary George Shultz and many economists touted the wisdom of the proposal, the commission's overall tax blueprint was blasted by both parties. From the moment that it was released, Democrats said that the plan was a giveaway to the rich, and the Republicans knocked it for expanding government taxation. The scheme, dubbed the Parksey Plan, because of Rancho Santa Fe GOP businessman Gerald Parksey chaired the commission, never even came up with a committee hearing. Never came to a committee hearing. 6 years later, in 2015, Robert Hertzberg published a similar proposal, but with a twist. Instead of being revenue neutral, as he had a plan, his plan would yield $10 billion in new revenue a year. Yet Hertzberg's plan was also DOA on the Capitol for the same reasons as Parksey's. Now, with the progressive wing in more complete control than ever of Democrats, their antipathy toward the idea of tax relief for the rich may never have been stronger. That was reflected in the recent Sacramento Bee story about Newsom's interest in revamping the state's tax code. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's DOA. I mean, on a bipartisan level, it'll be DOA. That's the problem. On a bipartisan level. Now, that's kind of weird to be saying this, isn't it? I mean, we're living in California with a monoparty system, and we're talking about on a bipartisan level. What's going on here? In the environment of California, how can you have bipartisanship? That's DOA. Even perish the thought. We'll be back.
Two, one, one.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, a lot of things going on, of course. And our thoughts and prayers are with everybody from the displaced fires, the Woolsey and the campfire. And we're trying to do all that we can do to help out. And special need in particular in the camp area because there's so many people out there and people are still in the exposed to the elements, actually, living in tents. Tent cities, not even tent cities. I mean, you're talking about backpacking tents, that sort of thing. There's not big, you know, comfortable tents with heaters or anything like that. No, they're out there every day and every night. And of course, disease is starting to spread and has been spreading in these places, especially in the county fairgrounds, where a lot of them are being housed. Which they're not being housed in the buildings; they're being housed in cattle pens. That's what they're doing, these people. So we got to do something better about government in California, and that's called New California. That's called New California. And anyway, we're going to fix it. We're the fixers. Well, maybe not. I mean, not the fixers that way, you know. Anybody in New California, you understand what I'm saying. You are going to fix this problem. New California will succeed anyway. Stay tuned for more of Agenda 21 Radio and visit the website a21r.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.